We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Wednesday night. A lot to get to. We'll talk some Eagles, a little Phillies with some rumors out there, and a great, great Phillies day on WIP with Bryce Harper, with Archie Bradley, and, of course, Joe Girardi joining Angelo Smore. It was like spring training, but here, great day of Phillies talk on WIP. But I want to start with something, a story that came out today that really is a troubling sign in a line of them, but really it points to a bigger story and a bigger thought that I've had for a long time, and I know some people disagree. I know Tucker disagrees with me on this, but there are some people out there that actually believe the opposite of what I do on this, I know on everything we debate here on WIP, with sports opinions, right? We all have different opinions. Sometimes I think one thing, you think another. But this is one that I'm always shocked, always, that anyone actually thinks the opposite, because I always thought this was crazy. But apparently it happens more often than I think. It doesn't change my thought that it is crazy. So, story today came out. Barrett Brooks, a guy I know well and does a good job in all his all of his television work and covering the Eagles. He was doing a talk show with some people on PhillyVoice.com. Okay, so it was a couple guys and Barrett Brooks. They're talking football, talking Eagles. And Barrett Brooks, ex-Eagle, and now in the media, talking football here. And the idea is, okay, Jeff Lurie, right? Yeah, maybe he's making personnel decisions. Well, maybe he was making them for a long time. But it's not just that. It's this. According to Barrett Brooks, this story came out today, PhillyVoice.com. This is a quote from Barrett Brooks about how the Eagles cut a tight end in back in the late 90s, and the coach didn't know. And this is the quote that emerged. Well, quote, well, they were actually listening to, this was the rumor that was going on in the locker room at the time. They were actually listening to WIP and making decisions off of WIP. I was like, that can't be true. But they ended up giving a contract to the tight end from BYU. Of course, that would be Chad Lewis. So the assertion here is that the Eagles and Jeffrey Lurie were making decisions based off of what was being talked about and the opinions shared on WIP. This was over 20 years ago. And we all know the story from a couple years ago when John Middleton, owner of the Phillies, acknowledged a Todd Zielecki Twitter poll on who the Phillies should sign, Manny Machado or Bryce Harper. The overwhelming majority of fans, and we talked about it on WIP for months and months, was, you know, Harper was the popular favorite. He was the popular choice. Most people wanted Bryce Harper. And the Phillies chose Bryce Harper. And here's what I'm here to tell you tonight. WIP is an amazing radio station, and it's one that we all can hang out together and talk. It's like town hall for the whole city about sports. And your voice is heard, just like my voice is heard, just like Tucker's voice is heard. Anyone who dials that phone number, 215-592-9494, your voice is heard. And here I'm here to tell you that as much as I believe your voice should be heard, and as much as this radio station is here for all our voices to be heard and for us to express what we think as fans, it is absolute lunacy for Jeffrey Lurie or Josh Harris or the controlling people of the Flyers. Of course, it was Ed Snyder for a very long time. John Middleton, any of them to listen to what we have to say. It is crazy. You know the old line? If you start listening to fans, you're going to be one of them. That's more for GMs. Owners can own the team. They can do what they want. They're owners. They have all the money. But this is insane. I'm going to say it right now, and this is someone who talks for a living and does this every night. Like, if these teams, if you know, Dave Dombrowski, if Howie Roseman, if these guys are listening to anything I say and doing it because I say it, or listening to anything you say because you happen to dial the phone number and hop on and doing what we want, they're crazy. They are crazy. You know what we are? You know what all of us are? Fan is short for fanatic is short for fan, right? Or fan is short for fanatic, excuse me. We are fanatics. We are crazy. We are over the top. We are irrational. I'm sitting here arguing with Spike the last hour about how the Sixers have to be in it to win this year, championship or bust. You know why? Because I'm a fan, because I want that to happen. I believe what I believe because it's coming from a point of being a fan. And I believe, at least I try to present some logic in everything I say on the show, but the bottom line is it's coming from emotion. I'm not an emotionless robot here, neither are you. You're a fan. We're all fans, so we all have these opinions coming from a fan perspective, which we should have. You know what the owner's job to do and the GM's job to do is? Think big picture. Think about everything from the short term to the long term. This idea, and I don't think it's crazy. I mean, I think there's enough evidence now to say this. There's something to this. That the teams in town listen to us is nothing short of lunacy. 215-592-9494. Do you believe that the teams in town should listen and take note of our opinion on the team, on the roster, on everything that we want and we say? I say 1,000% not. I think it's crazy because guess what we do as fans? We change our opinion all the time based on short-term results and what happens in the moment. It does. I mean, just think about the conversation in town about Carson Wentz, about Joel Embiid. I'm sure it'll happen with Bryce Harper, depending on how his career plays out. Short-term results dictate very strong opinions. That is always the way it's been with fans. It was always going to be like that. We're prone to our emotion. And if Bryce Harper gets off to a start this year, he's hitting .500 for the first month, we're all going to say, MVP, MVP, we're so glad we have him. He's worth $325 million, $330 million. And if Bryce Harper goes out there in April and in May and he stinks to join up and he has two home runs, every phone line at WIP is going to be screaming that they overpaid this guy, that he wasn't worth it. Just like I was at one point a fan of Carson Wentz, and then I couldn't wait to get him out of here because I was tired of watching him play. And for a franchise, they've got to think bigger picture than that. They've got to make long-term decisions. They cannot be listening to us. 215-592-9494. Do you believe these teams should actually listen to what we say and should heed our advice? And, I mean, here's a fact, or at least a very strong belief that I think we all have. They do listen. They do take, you know, into account what we're talking about. I mean, I'll go back to the Middleton thing forever because that was something that took me aback when it happened. I think it took a lot of people back. Like, wait a second. They noticed a poll from a beat writer, one that's a frequent guest on WIP, talking about what fans want. And I don't know if that's why the Phillies signed Bryce Harper for Manny Machado. I don't know that. That may have just been a baseball move. But if I had to guess, I would guess the Phillies did take into account the fan base and what the fan base wanted. Ultimately, what we want more than anything, and I'm going to speak for all of us here in Philadelphia, and this could be any town, but I think in Philadelphia, it speaks to it. All I want is to win. If the Phillies win, I don't really care who the players are. I mean, as long as they are decent people that I feel good rooting about, but like their names, where they came from, if they were traded for, signed, what, I don't care. If they win, they win. If the Eagles win, well, I'm going to be happy. Just like, you know, the Jalen Hurts, Carson Wentz debate we've had for a year now. It was Foles, Wentz before that. None of us really care if the team succeeds. There's a lot of, I would say, debate around what Jalen Hurts is going to be. But if he turns out to be a good quarterback and he wins and he's in the playoffs, there's going to be a lot of Jalen Hurts jerseys around town because that's what we care about. We care about results. 215-592-9494. I'm fascinated to hear what you guys have to say about this and your opinion on this one tonight. Do you believe these teams in town, Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, should listen to our opinions on the team and take those opinions into account when they make significant moves? Story today emerged that back in the 90s, there were rumors around the Eagles that Jeff Fleury was making moves after listening to WIP, taking moves and making moves based on what he heard on WIP. I think we're all flattered here, and I don't mean just the host. I mean everyone that's a part of this station. And I mean you guys, because if you call in and you listen, you're a part of the station. We're probably all flattered, like, wow, maybe it was my point that they made a move on. Cool. But that's not how a team should be run. And if right now Howie Roseman's in his car listening, I appreciate you, Howie. And if you go to 94WIP.com, I have a whole story up of 11 things you should do this offseason. By all means, give it a click. Read it. But if you're doing all 11 things or doing some of them because Joe Giglio said it, you don't know what you're doing. I mean, if they're doing that, there's a problem here. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the teams in town should listen to what fans want? Players they want, moves to make, the direction of the team, who should be fired, who should be hired? Do you believe our opinions should be taken into context and taken into account before the teams make significant moves. I don't. I don't think they should even think about what we want as fans. All they should do is try to win games. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Tucker thinks I'm crazy on this, so he'll tell me why. And we'll talk to you guys coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 715 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in here tonight. We got a lot to get into. We'll do some baseball later on. Elliott Shore Parks at 8 o'clock. And we start right now with the story that emerged today that way back in the day, Jeff Lurie, you know, rumored to have made decisions based on what he heard and what was being talked about on WIP. And we know a couple years ago, you had John Middleton acknowledging a Todd Zolecki Twitter poll when they made the signing of Bryce Harper, and they effectively chose Bryce Harper over Manny Machado, in part, I think, because the fan base in Philadelphia, us, overwhelmingly wanted Bryce Harper and did not want Manny Machado. And I think that, I mean, that one in itself, I was on that side of it, so I was fine with it. But in general, the idea of these of our teams making decisions based on what we want, what we think, I believe it is absurd. I don't think these teams should listen to our opinions at all when it comes to significant decisions. 215-592-9494. Look, I'm not talking about, you know, changing the concession stands and having an extra dollar dog night because, you know, fans want that. That's fine. That's fan relations. That's little stuff. I'm talking about major decisions. A coach gets fired. A coach gets hired. The quarterback they're going to go with. Someone they're going to cut. A draft pick. Like, none of these decisions should be ours. We're here to voice our opinion because we have a 24-hour-a-day radio station where we all gather and hang out and talk sports. It's awesome. It is great. It makes this city, you know, one of a few that has this kind of passion to talk sports like this. But the idea that Jeffrey Lurie would listen to what we are saying and potentially make a move based on that, it's absurd. Now, Tucker, you think this is not actually absurd?
No, I mean, Joe, if you think about it, right, and I know this is crazy for someone who works in sports and someone who's enjoys sports to say, but sports is an entertainment business, Joe. Right? Like,
yes.
You pay money
to go
to a game. You pay money for your cable package. You pay money to watch the Phillies, Sixers, Eagles, whatever, because it's entertaining. And you know what's entertaining? Watching guys that you like on the field. And as we sit here and talk about this today and we laugh about it, I'm reminded of a conversation we had about a month ago where I was told that Bryce Harper and him being here was some sort of monumental moment for this franchise because he's well liked and very popular.
Well, it's part of it. It's part of it. He is well-liked, right?
Yeah,
no one would deny that.
In my mind, if that's what the people want, and I was laughed at for saying, hey, he's been disappointing, and everyone said, well, no, because I have his jersey, so that means he's good. Well, if that's the case, then yeah. If that's what people care about, then owners should do what people
want. But
that
only lasts for so long. Like, they have to win.
I mean, 13 years.
They have to win. Otherwise, no one's going to care at some point. If they run off, you know, a bunch of 75, 80-win seasons, at some point, the Bryce Harper fund is going to wear off. I mean, it just is. Like, they have to win. Now, I think Bryce Harper's going to help them win. I think he's played well enough. They should be winning more games. They just haven't so far because of what's around him. But goodness gracious, that wears off. That can't be forever. So, I mean, I hear your point. So you actually think these teams should listen to what we say, to me?
Well, I mean,
you.
When I think about it, right, like, all-star bids are chosen by fan voting, right? Certain MVPs are chosen by fan voting. Why can't team acquisitions? Like, who is Jeff Lurie to say that signing a player to the Eagles is more important than choosing MVP?
Well, I mean, it's his football team that we're trying to win football games right here. Look, am I the only one that cares about these teams making winning decisions? This all can't be to sell tickets. Winning will sell the tickets. I mean, that really is the bottom line. I'll say it this way, and I'm only going to call myself out on this. And I'm not going to judge you or any listener. We don't know enough for them to base our decisions. We are fans. We watch the games on TV. We turn our TV off or our radio off. And we go back to real life. Like, conceivably, this is all they do. This is their job. This is, they should know. Like, I like Kyle Pitts, right? I want the Eagles to draft Kyle Pitts. But they should know more about Kyle Pitts than I do. I'm reading quotes from anonymous GMs. I'm watching highlights on YouTube. They've got to know more than that. If they think they need my opinion or WIP's callers' opinions, and that's going to push them, we've got a problem here. We've got 215-592-9494. Do you believe these teams should listen to us? I mean, look, we have the kind of fans here that are loud and are boisterous and are, I would say, there's strength in numbers here. I mean, we have a gigantic fan base. And there are certain cities where this plays, right? You go to Boston, New York, Philadelphia. When fans get loud about something, it matters. You know, there's no way these teams don't hear it. And I'm not saying that any owner in this town or any GM in this town should be totally tone deaf to what we're talking about. There's some value to understanding how the fan base thinks. That's fine. But the idea of them making decisions based on what we want, it would be foolish. It would be absolutely foolish. And I have a healthy fear that sometimes they do after the stories that are coming out. I mean, it's just, I don't know how you win if you're going on the whims of emotional people, right? The executives are not supposed to be emotional. They're supposed to be the opposite of emotional. We are emotional.
Yeah, but when we talk about this, right, like we aren't talking about Howie Roseman, right? We aren't talking about Matt Klentak. We're talking about John Middleton and Jeff Lurie, right? And
yeah,
even though they dabble in football and baseball operations, they're businessmen. And as businessmen, they should know what their customers want, right? Like, the reason why the Bryce Harper signing was so successful was because it was a good business decision. It was a financial windfall for the Phillies, right? Tickets skyrocketed, merchandise skyrocketed. And John Middleton's bank account, that was a great decision. If they had went and signed Manny Machado, even though they would be a better team right now, would they have the same amount of jerseys sold? Probably not.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. But ultimately, we're going to judge the Bryce Harper Machado decision on how well they each play, and they've both had some good moments so far in their 2 years, and how much their teams win. If the Padres reel off, you know, 8 straight playoff trips with Machado and the Phillies don't make the playoffs, we're going to look back and say one day that was the wrong decision. 215-592-9494. Should these teams listen to our opinions and what we have to say as fans? I say absolutely not. I think it's crazy. And this is coming from someone who literally gives my opinion on what these teams should do every night. Like, I think it's fun. I think it's awesome we have all of this to talk about, but I don't want John Middleton doing what I say because I said it, or what you say because you said it. I think it's crazy talk. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get the phone lines going here. I want to hear your opinion on this because I don't think this is all baloney. I do think there is, and I don't know the percentage. I don't know how many times this happens, but I do think there are times, and the story today emerged that way back in the 90s that the Eagles were making decisions based on WIP. And we know the John Middleton thing a couple years ago. I do think there are times where these owners make decisions based on the majority of a fan base pushing for it. And I think it is crazy because we are not equipped to do that. We are emotional people. We are fans. We have our ups. We have our downs. We get angry. We get upset. I mean, really, if you turn on WIP at any time over the last 3 years, depending on who you hear and when you hear it, you may have heard that Carson Wentz is the next greatest thing ever. And then you may have heard he's terrible. Like, so obviously we have.
I mean, those both could have been true at different times.
They were. You're right, they were. But it doesn't mean like on any given day we should make big decisions based on the flavor of the week. I mean, these are opinions. They've got to have more information. And they've got to be unemotional. And Tucker says they don't. They're owners. They're businessmen. I get that. But their job is to hire people to help them be less emotional.
Well, I don't think they're being emotional. I think they're making their decisions off other people's emotions.
Yeah, but
if you made cereal and you made two different types of cereal and all your customers said, "We really like that one," wouldn't you make more of that cereal?
Yeah, yes.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, but ultimately, I don't think we really know what we want. I'm telling the truth. Like, we don't. You know what we want? We want to be happy in the moment, but we don't really know how to build a winning team. I mean, we don't. Like, do I think I have an idea? Yeah, I guess I think I have an idea, and I say it every night. I don't really know, like, Howie Roseman should know. You don't either. They should know. So ultimately, like, the Bryce Harper thing's a great example. If the Phillies don't win, you know, putting an eighth or so of their payroll every year with him as their best player, then ultimately they didn't make the right decision. Even if the fans wanted it, even if it packed Citizens Bank Park for a year and a half or 2 years or, you know, whatever. Obviously, the last year fans have been a little different. Ultimately, it's not the right decision. Winning is what's going to bring people. Why did the Phillies have a sellout for all those consecutive times during those great years?
They had a lot of popular players.
No, because they won. They had most of those same popular players before that. Like, they were here in 05 and 06. They weren't selling the place out every night. It became the place to be 08, 9, 10, 11 because they were the best team in the National League.
No, it's because people didn't like Bobby Abreu, and they got rid of him, and then people started coming.
Well, then maybe you're right. 215-592-9494. Should these owners listen to us? I think it is absolutely crazy. Eric is up on WIP. Can't wait to hear what the people have to say. Eric, what's up tonight?
Not a lot. So let me ask you this question. So the decisions they've made in the last 2 years, Howie and Jeffrey, that they've made, are we winning?
No, not enough.
Okay. Now, if they listen to Angelo, are we going to win?
I don't. I don't think so. No.
No, I don't think so either. But here's my point. Everybody's been talking about the bad decisions they've been making. What if, and I wanted to call you like in the last 2 weeks about this, why can't they have somebody like Ray Dittinger? I would love Ray Dittinger to be there on draft night. I would love to see somebody like him. Could he change it, the culture of who they're picking, how they're picking, and get winning picks? The man eats, lives, breathes the Eagles and college football and NFL. Why couldn't something like that happen? You want to listen to a fan? Listen to a fan? Why not Ray Dittinger?
Well,
yes, absolutely.
Look,
Angelo, no.
Yeah, well, listen, it's two different things, right? Like Angelo or any of us on WIP, we're doing a talk show. We're giving opinions. Where Ray is more of a football expert, I would say, because he's devoted his professional career to covering the game. So it's a little bit different. And Eric, I think the perspective is fun. Should we vote like maybe a fan president in and then they get to be in the draft room? Would Ray run for fan president?
Listen, I've listened to way too many of the fans on WIP. I don't think I'd want to vote for that because it would be a popularity contest and more than a knowledge contest. But I think I agree that it's entertainment. I agree that you have to have both. I think you still have to have an ear on the fan base, but you have to make a decision so that you can win. It's just the decisions they're making. Somebody's making the wrong decision.
Well, Eric, that's it, and I appreciate the phone call. What he said at the end is ultimately it. They have to make decisions that lead to wins. Wins, and we might not, you know, throughout our conversation every day on the station, that's the backdrop of it. We all want the Eagles to win. We all want the Phillies to win, right? This is not a national radio station. This is a local radio station. I would say 99% of people that consume WIP and listen to it and are part of our community, they root for the teams. We root for the teams together. You know, you listen to national radio, it's different. Different perspectives. And we all want the same thing here. So I may come at it from one perspective. You may come at it from another. That's what makes this station great. But we all want the same thing. So ultimately, that's what they need to strive for, winning. Because if they win, we're all happy. Their customers are all happy. Does anyone really care who the guy with the name on the back of the jersey is if they win? I don't think they really do. I don't think we really do. I think we're lying to ourselves if we say that. Bobby Abreu would have been beloved here if he happened to be on the teams they won with. That's the truth. He just wasn't. He was here on teams that didn't win.
You act like it's a coincidence that he left and then they won.
Well, it is. He's a really good player. If you want to, say that there was something to it, we can argue that another day. But the bottom line is he would have been liked if he won here. It's not about, oh, the fans didn't like Bobby Abreu, let's trade him away, and magically we won the World Series then because we listened to the fans. No! We are fans! If Jeff Lurie's listening right now, Jeff, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Don't you dare do what I say to do just because I said to do it. It's crazy talk. And the fact that Tucker's back in this is just, I'm losing it. Let's talk to Enzo, who's in Westchester. What's up, Enzo?
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Good, Enzo. What do you think here?
I like Tucker's point, man. I agree with you, Joe, but I like Tucker's point about the two different cereals. That's what got me thinking towards Tucker's side a little bit. But as a collective, I think you're right, Joe. We just want to win, and the fans think we know best, but in the end, we don't. We really don't.
And we're emotional, Enzo. Like, it's not, you know, I think, you know, I say every night we have some callers on this show I listen during the day that make really good points. You know, once I'm like, you know what, that's a good idea. Maybe they should do that. But all of us are emotional. So those, the points that we make, it's not coming from like, oh, I have a clear head on this. It's coming from like, man, I'm upset, or man, I'm excited. Like, that's the reason why I think if they're listening to us, they've really got to just remember that. Like, we are
fans. You hit it
on the
head, Joe, with the emotional. Like, you hit it on the head with emotions. We let our emotions run. And it is what the previous caller was accurate. It's emotional, like you said. We put our emotions in. I like what the previous caller, though, said about Jeffrey listening to somebody like Ray Dittinger. I agree with that.
You know what? Yeah, I'll vote Ray in. Enzo, I appreciate the call. Yes. Are we voting Ray our representative, our fan representative? He's allowed to make the picks?
I mean, my original thought was, like, if we had an election, the two candidates would be Ray and Howard.
Longest tenured, you're saying? Been around the football?
No, I just mean, like, if you told Howard, like, hey, there's this job opening, he would say, all right, I'm in.
We should have a campaign. Who gets to be the fan? Who, you know, and obviously both of those guys are accomplished media members. They're not just fans. But
correct.
But who gets to be the lifelong Philadelphia fan who grew up here and loved the team as a kid?
Who gets to represent us?
Who gets to represent us and suggest? It's kind of like the Electoral College, right? They're supposed to vote as the as kind of the community have voted.
Correct.
It's the same thing, right? So we have our conversations
speaker,
here.
Speaker of the fans.
Speaker of the fans, Howard. 215-592-9494. I think this is, I mean, beyond nonsensical. That if Jeff Lurie at any point in his tenure was making decisions based on WIP, he should be ashamed of himself. If John Middleton really signed Bryce Harper because of a Todd Zielecki Twitter poll, he should be ashamed of himself. And I'm saying this as someone who gives my opinion every single night on these airwaves, that does this all the time. And I'm acknowledging that my opinion is not worthy, that these teams should be taking my opinion and running with it. 215-592-9494. Tucker in there actually believes this nonsense, that these teams should listen to what we say and make big decisions based off it. I think it is absolutely bananas. Let's go to Doug in Connecticut. What's up, Doug?
Let me just talk about my golf game for a second. Could you just imagine if I took advice from Inge or Mad Mike? Where my golf game would be.
Well, Mike would tell you to quit and never play again. You're bad.
I'd be in the weeds all day. I'd never get on the green. I mean, it just feels like it's dysfunctional already. If they're doing that, if they're ever did that, I mean, come on.
Yeah, and my, you know, Doug, I would think that all these teams would be smarter than that, but you hear these stories and then the Phillies thing with Machado and Harper. I really, like, look, do I think that that's exactly the reason they chose one player over the other? I don't, but I also believe that maybe at some point in these conversations it comes up, like, hey, the fans would rather this, and I just, that's a very slippery slope.
I'm sure, I mean, think about them just feeling what the fan base is thinking. They have to be doing that, and they have to know how upset, where we are as a fan base, but they can't be making decisions based on that. And I just want to say about Joel, you know, I don't watch the Sixers, but think about T.O. and the year he had in 2004. You never really saw that T.O. again. He got to Dallas, and he was amazing. He was pretty good, and he had some good seasons, but he was never at that talent level. That year was just, he was like the best player in the league, I think. You know, you don't want to waste what Joel's doing this year.
You know, Doug, it's a great point. And we were speaking last hour about Joel, and Spike brought up the point, like, hey, you know, it doesn't mean Joel should be good for the next few years. He's only 26, but you're echoing what I was trying to get at, which is, I mean, these kind of years, you could be a great player and only have one or two like this. Like, even Bryce Harper with the Phillies, and he had one special year when he was with the Nats, and he's been a very good player other years, but he only had one all-time year. This happens sometimes.
You never know what's going to happen when you get there, too.
Doug,
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know who you'd face, if it's the Lakers or who, but and where you think how that series would go. But you just never know. And who knows with one more player. I know you guys are talking about Gordon and who else, but I mean, you just never know.
You don't, Doug. I appreciate me. And that's why you got to give yourself a shot. You got to give yourself a shot. And maybe, who knows, if Josh Harris is listening to this conversation and he's on board with Tucker and all the crazies out there actually think that you should be, you know, these teams should be listening to us, then maybe Kyle Lowry is going to come here and they're going to go get a big player. 215-592-9494. I believe these teams should do not even come close to listening to what we have to say as fans. Like, if they want to paint the seats a different color or change the parking lots or put extra dollar dog nights in or have some, you know, different kind of fried choices at the stadiums, cool. Like, that's the stuff that we should have a say in. And ticket prices and, you know, how the stadium is designed when they redesign stadiums, that's all fan experience stuff. And I think 1,000% we should have a say in that. But you know what we should have no say in? No real say. Like, there should be, if there's ever a meeting between Nick Sirianni, Howie, and Jeff Lurie where an opinion or a poll question or some sort of conversation on WIP gets echoed back into that room, I am going to lose my mind. Because although we are, and I think this is a very intelligent, very passionate fan base, although we have that, what we don't have is all the information. We use our emotions to make our decisions. That's what we do. That's what all of us do every single time we have a phone call and a conversation on WIP. We have emotional thoughts. Hey, this guy stinks now. Hey, I really like that guy because I saw this one thing. But goodness gracious, we don't have all the information and we are not equipped to make these decisions. Even if you have our collective brain together, it's not up for it. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back and we're going to take all your phone calls on this because I am fascinated to hear if you guys think that these teams should listen to us, because I don't think they should. And if Jeff Lurie was in the 90s and if Todd Zielecki, his Twitter poll forced Machado versus Harper and Harper versus Machado, I don't think these are smart decisions. And I don't think these teams should actually listen to our opinions when making significant decisions. Tucker does. Tucker says, yeah, listen to WIP. Make decisions off WIP. And I say, no, 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 no. We'll discuss at Sports Radio 94 WIP. 741 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in if you want to voice your opinion. So maybe one day John Middleton or Jeff Lurie or Josh Harris can make a decision based off it. I think the idea of team owners making decisions based on what fans want. And again, we're talking about major team decisions and signings and trades and firings. I'm not talking about, how much the beer costs in Section 7, like Section 217. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about major team decisions. If they're doing that, and we know there's been some thoughts out there, including the story today that ex-Eagle Barrett Brooks told about how in the 90s, Jeff Lurie, the rumor was, he listened to WIP and then cut a player. Like, if that's happening, or if that happened, it's lunacy. Do you believe these teams should listen to what we want as fans? I think not a chance. Tucker actually thinks this makes sense, which is just, this whole thing is making me nuts. Ed is on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Ed. What's on your mind? What do you think?
Joe, you're dead on it. I mean, I think there's zero chance that Lurie or any other owner is listening to WIP or talk radio to make any big strategic decisions, about the team. And in fact, I actually think that the stories in the last couple of days about Lurie and WIP, I think it's put out by the organization to distract from, to take some heat off Howie Roseman. I mean, Howie's fast becoming public enemy number one. And I think this is a whole curveball. Hey, look over here. Let's change the narrative, change the discussion to take some heat off Roseman. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, your assessment of Howie is correct. I said it last week that, there's always, I say in talk radio, but just in fans, even not on the air, like there's always someone that we're talking about more than anybody else. It's just kind of like who's the person we have the biggest opinion on in the moment. And I don't know when it happened. I think it was probably when the Wentz trade was finalized and he was out of here. It became Howie. Like, he was the only one left that people had a really strong opinion on. And maybe you're onto something. Maybe the Eagles sense that and are trying to change the it worked. If that was their plan, it worked.
Well, if you look, if you follow any of their social media posts, they soon, like you said, after the Wentz thing happened, every post then you'd have a slew. It was fire Howie,
yep.
Howie must go. Angelo was all over that with shows on it. Like, I think they saw that and were like, oh, my God, we got to do something heading into this new year and take some heat off this guy.
Well, that's interesting. And, Ed, I appreciate the phone call. How about that? A propaganda scheme to get the heat off of Howie Roseman. See, now that, you know what that is? That's some ingenuity. That's actually, that's something there I could sink my teeth in. But you know what? Now they're thinking down there. You know what I can't believe? Oh, Joe on the radio at 7 o'clock, he said trade Miles Sanders. Screw it, let's trade Miles Sanders. Like, goodness, if that's what they're doing, they're in bad shape. And I'm just not talking about the Eagles, any of these teams. If they're doing what we're talking about, what the majority of fans want, they lost. They lost already. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron, what's going on?
G.I. Joe, how you doing?
Ron, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm listening to you, in a whole, I agree with you, okay? In a whole, I agree with you. You'll listen to the fans, you're going to be one of them.
Yes.
But, look who we're dealing with. These guys don't know what they're doing, okay? And if they're listening to the fans, that's just because they're sure they don't know what they're doing, okay? So I'll give you an example. I'm going to get them every day, Joe, you know. And this is a little baseball. I can't wait for you that late. So look, we go get Harper, okay? He comes up for free agency and gets out there and blowing in the wind out there, and the thing's building and it's building, you know, Machado, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So we know what happened. Well, here's why he came here, okay? He came here because that stadium was almost empty two Septembers in a row, okay? They were at the end. This was a PR move. That's what it was. Now, yeah, they heard the fans, Joe, but they did this. This was financial. They had to do something to get the interest back, get the butts in the seats down in the stadium because they were losing them, okay? And ultimately, I'll tell you what I would – and you tell me if a fan knows what he's talking about or not, Joe, okay? You know what I would have done with that money? I would have taken that 300 – whatever it is, and I would have went out to the three highest spots in the Caribbean, and I would have built complexes down there.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be a consistent problem with the Phillies, and they had, I think they got the wrong GM for the job.
Okay. Well, Ron, I think in general, and Ron, your phone's breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to let you go. But I, the point is well taken, that instead of spending that money on one player, they could have built. He wanted to build academies down in the Dominican. Basically, the idea is develop a real farm system. Like, that's what Ron is trying to say there. And, I mean, the point, I'll just say what he's trying to say. Look at the Dodgers. How many Bryce Harper-level free agents have the Dodgers signed in the last 7 years? You know, the answer would be zero. They re-signed Mookie Betts last year after trading for him. Because they had a great farm system they could subtract from and land a player of that magnitude. They have signed zero free agents of the caliber of Bryce Harper or Machado or Rendon or Cole. None of them. And Bauer is the closest thing this year, and it was a three-year deal. It was not to the level of 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Nothing like that. And all they do is win and win and win because they develop players. So, yeah, I mean, I get that. But you know what's not sexy? You know what's not the fans are talking about? Developing players. Like, we all say it, but no one calls WIP and says, you know what, I can't wait for this offseason? Let's develop some players. Now, people say, let's get Bryce Harper. Let's get Manny Machado or Harper. All right, let's trade for this guy or that guy or sign this player. That's what we do because we're fans. We're impatient. Again, this is why you shouldn't listen to us. And you should not listen to a guy like Tucker back there. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And neither do I. I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy in the room, but none of us are. We're fans, and that's okay. But if these teams are listening to us, they are lost. Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How are you, Tucker?
Mike, what's up tonight? What do you think?
So, you know, I run a large company, man. I make multi-million dollar decisions every day. And I'll tell you, I think a lot of this has to do with risk assessment. And by that, I mean, like, what's the most efficient way to get the pulse of that city other than through listening to WIP? I don't think anyone's suggesting that these guys are sitting in a dark closet listening to the radio saying how, you know, I can't wait to hear what Howard Eskin or Angelo or Joe Giglio wants me to spend $300 million on. But I will think that they want to know if I spend $300 million of my money, am I going to have backlash? Am I going to have a pissed off fan base? Like, if I'm trying to make a splashy move and I want to know how it's going to be received, I would definitely check in. But I think it's also a position where, you know, this is not done, you know, direct line of communication. This is like, hey, I could be sitting around in a locker room with all the guys listening to the radio, hear some of the comments and some of the feedback. Then we start a conversation in the locker room, and that ship's already sailed. But it just happens to be coincidental in timing. But, you know, if I'm spending $300 mil and I want to know if it's going to be well received and, you know, if I'm appeasing my fan base, sure, I'm going to check in. It's a touch point.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost like, you know, they can't have some sort of microphone or they can't have a recorder sitting there in the stadium during a game. But this right. radio station is almost the equivalent of that. We're like, just drop it in, kind of tune in once in a while and see, like, what's the pulse
sure.
of the fan base. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. But, yeah, I mean, and I get it, right? If you're going to spend that kind of money and you're going to bring in a player, you probably want – it would help. It certainly should help if the fans are on board. And with the Machado-Harper thing, obviously the fans were on the Harper
yeah,
side.
Yeah, and that's the perfect example, right? It's like, hey, I'm about to spend $300 million either way. You know, hey, let me at least drop into WIP and hear what Philly fans think about it before I start writing that check. You're not going to base your entire decision off it. But it goes into the process and then the consideration set for the decision maker.
Yeah, Mike, sure. I like that. And I appreciate your phone call, and thank you. So that's interesting from someone who, you know, risk assessment of business. Let me throw this in there, though, and I think what Mike said is certainly a fair point. depending on when you listen to this radio station, which host is hosting the show, which point is coming across stronger on that particular day, you can hear very different tones at very different times. And it's just happenstance. Let me give you an example. And I don't think I'm wrong on this. Tucker could tell me if I am. You guys can tell me if I am. Tucker, would you say over the past year, 6 months or so, the midday show was split down the middle on Carson? The afternoon show was way, I think, the most pro-Carson show on WIP. And this show was probably the most negative Carson Wentz show on WIP.
That would be correct.
Okay, so depending on how influential the host or hosts are that day, where the conversation is leaning, you might get more people, depending on when you're listening, that agree or disagree with whatever point that's being spun in the moment. So, like, yeah, I get it, right? Like, all right, WIP is kind of like the town hall. I mean, what are they saying? But if you turn on at the right time or the wrong time, you might hear something that you perceive as the majority of the fan base, but it might not really be. Like, you could have tuned into what do they do? What the afternoon guys do? The LTBB convention?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Or whatever. It was whatever. You know, it was fun when they did it. But the idea was in early November, they had a whole show of people calling in professing their love for the worst quarterback in the NFL. If the Eagles had listened that day, they'd be like, listen, our fan base is all behind this guy. When the reality was, by then, I think it was pretty obvious some fans were really starting to question what Carson Wentz is. So while I think this is a fun resource and for them to maybe listen to, you know, depends who's on the air that moment, what caller's on the air. You might not get really what the most fans think. We're flawed here.
Yeah, I mean, there are some callers that I worry that Jeff Lurie might hear them, right? Like what if Jeff Lurie hears Sad Mike?
Well, then
what's he do? Like, just sell the team?
I'm out.
I can't do this. I'm done.
Yeah, boy, if Jeff Lurie was listening to Mad Mike, how he would have been out of a job a long time ago. 215-592-9494. Do you believe these fans should listen? I mean, these owners, these teams should listen to fans. I don't. I think it's absurd that they would listen to what we have to say. We are fans. We are fanatics. We are not the people you should be listening to, owners. Mike is up on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hi. I totally agree with the other Mike. I mean, that's you have a business and you have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of what your customers are looking for, asking for, you'd be crazy not to listen to it. Any business that you own, if you had that information, not rely on it 100% and say, Joe Giglio said trade Miles Sanders, so let's do that, but use it as part of information. It's got to be part of the equation.
Yeah, I just my fear is, Mike, and I'm sure it is, and that's PR, it's business. My fear is that they're hearing things and it kind of seeps into, this is what the fans want, and let's give the fans what they want, even if it's subconscious. That worries me.
I understand that, but I'm sure there are media people who write things that are crazy, and I'm sure they read the media. You know, they have to be tapped into the fan base somehow, because Jeffrey Lurie and I don't run in the same circle. A working class guy, he's got to be tapped in somewhere. And this is where his customers are, the people who spend money to see the product he puts out.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, this is it. I mean, this is like kind of our town hall. Mike, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for making the call. This is it. I mean, that's what WIP's been for the better part of three decades. It is basically our town hall to talk and about the teams and what's going on here. And I understand that. And like I said, if they want to change Dollar Dog Night, I'm listening to WIP.
What?
No, like if they do. Which they might. What's going to happen with Dollar Dog Night as fans come back? I to keep it safe. I mean, Dollar Dog Night can get a little crowded on that line to get the hot dogs.
I don't know. I didn't think about it. Now I'm worried.
Do you have tickets for a Dollar Dog Night? Are they?
I don't know if they've
it?
Announced it yet. I mean, it's probably best to not do it at the moment, but...
Well, I mean, the vaccine's rolling out. Let's get Dollar Dog Night going. Bottom line is this. If they are doing things in terms of that, in terms of PR, in terms of the fanatic and the concessions and parking and tickets, cool. Listen to the fans. Listen to every poll out there, the pulse of your customers. But here's what I want. I just want these teams to focus on one thing, because I think this trumps all when it comes to our teams. Winning. If they put consistent winning products on the field or on the ice or on the court, we are going to show up. We are going to watch, and we are going to talk about it. Everything that they try to accomplish, which is selling tickets and jerseys and word of mouth and interest, it will all be accomplished by winning. That's it. I know Harper was more popular than Machado. I was part of that. I wanted Bryce Harper. I'm a Bryce Harper fan. I'm excited he's here. But I'm telling you, if Manny Machado arrived, it would not have caused the same buzz. But if the Phillies were a better team and had a better chance to win a World Series and won a World Series with Machado and did it instead of with Harper, you think we'd be complaining? No, we'd be doing jumping jacks because they won the World Series. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, let's keep this conversation going because I need to hear what you have to say on this one. As the story came out today, the rumor of Jeff Fleury in the 90s, you know, may have been listening to WIP and making some calls on what he would do with his team and who he would sign, who he wouldn't. We know.
Think Jeff Fleury has burner accounts now?
I would think so. Yeah, look,
is he plugged into Eagles Twitter?
That's a place where I'd say you got to be careful on there. Jeff Fleury getting ratioed on Twitter. You think he tweets for his burner or just kind of observes?
I mean, does he, tweet at you? Is he one of the people that tweets Carson Wentz stats at you?
Here's what I would hope. After the whole Brian Colangelo thing, any of these guys, if they have a Twitter and it's a burner, they should have deleted it as soon as the Colangelo thing happened. Because ultimately, you will get caught. I don't have one burner. You ever had a burner, Tucker?
No.
I have no time for it. That's my thing.
I'm not smart enough to do it. Like, I accidentally text wrong people all the time. There's no way I'd be able to operate a burner successfully.
No, I agree. I'm not smart enough, nor do I have the time to do it. So, it's not worth it for me. But Jeff or any of these front office people, if you have a burner, delete it. Bottom line is this. Win games, that's all I care about. Do you believe these teams should listen to what fans want and make big decisions off our opinions? I say absolutely not. 215-592-9494. Coming up, all your phone calls, 8 o'clock hour, and we'll chat some Eagles with Elliott Shore Parks on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.